Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us, folks, and I'm glad she's here, too. Karen Casey is here. Karen is the head of people and culture at Kidaday. Yeah, the pet food company. Exactly. She's got many years of experience in global talent management, and with Fortune 500 companies. She started right out of elementary school, obviously, and she's been with Kidaday now for a while, and she's helping them out over there. She's here today to help us out here. Karen Casey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Good to have you here. Boy, what a title. I'm jealous. I mean, I own my own company. I'm not even the head of people here. And I mean, the head of people and culture. Do you have a scepter? And I mean, do people look you in the eye there? Are they allowed to do that?
They're allowed to do that. I even have a crown.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, thanks for having a good sense of humor, Karen. So, and of course, I wonder how well that works at home if you're like me. So, let's talk about talent. One of the things that I talk to small business owners now for in my 24th year are the two areas that we're not really good at, and that is marketing and human resources. Those are two areas. That didn't mean selling. That doesn't mean being a good boss. I'm talking about, you know, knowing how to penetrate the market in a professional, contemporary way on the marketing side. And knowing how to find and onboard and keep the right people—that's the challenging part. And that's not the same thing as meeting somebody who needs a job and putting them to work. Two different things, isn't it?
It's completely different things, and I think you bring up a really good point. There's two forms of human resources. I think there's the traditional form that many people think of in terms of the administrative side, which I also consider HR blocking and tackling, which are the key fundamental areas
right. That
you need to do right. Onboarding, benefits.
You got to finish the paperwork, right?
That's right. So those are the critical pieces that you need in place. The other piece is the human capital piece, or the piece that we like to classify as talent development, talent management, which is the attraction, retention, and capability building of our employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing that I've been trying out for many years to get small business owners to think about. But see, here's the problem, Karen, and maybe you can help us with this. If a company your size or a bigger company, if they have an opening, it's either for a new slot that nobody's ever had, or it's for a slot that somebody just left, and there's plenty of people around them to pick up the slack. If you have five employees and one loses, that's 20% of your staff. That's a big hole, and so there's enormous pressure on us to backfill an opening. And so it makes it hard for us to be patient and to say, okay, I'm going to be deliberate and professional and patient. I'm going to take my time, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you and I both know for corporations, it's nothing to take 6 months or more maybe to fill a slot because they're looking for just the right nose. We're different out here on Main Street. How do we find a way to be more patient, more deliberate, more professional?
Well, I think the first thing is to identify some really good partners. Because small businesses are exactly that, they're small. They don't have all of the resources to do human resources, IT, all the other administrative functions that support the core function of a small business. So as I've said before with other individuals is, as a small business owner, you can't know it all. There's just too much in the day-to-day responsibilities, especially if it's a core functional area. So one of the big things is to identify some really good business partners that if you have the opportunity to leverage in your network to help you with some of those core areas. So if we take for example, one of the things I'm doing with GenAA is we did not have any form of talent acquisition function. It was left with each one of the hiring managers to execute. Uh-huh. And while they did a very good job early on, there was a miss in the opportunity of really putting some rigor to the overall selection process, whether that be in the form of what is the job.
And missing the global perspective of the company too, right?
That's right. So when I interview, if you just take it right there, when I interview, and whether it be with Canada or with some of the former clients I've worked with in the past who didn't have huge brand recognition, interviewing is a two-way street. And I usually spend the first 20 minutes of my interview, even with candidate that does sit at the national level, but still has a relatively low national brand recognition. The first 20 minutes of any conversation I have with a candidate is to explain who we are, what our history is. So as you and I talked before the show started, where did we start as an organization? What's mm-hmm. our history? And then bringing it down to where we are today. And then if you take it down the funnel, how does that job impact the overall organization? Mm-hmm.
What you just said, Karen, is this is why this is so important, folks. What Karen just said means more to you than it does to Canada. Bringing one person on to fill the slot, as you, the way you just described, Karen, has a micro impact on your company, but on our company it'd be a macro impact. And you see my point.
I mean
the right person mm-hmm. in a 1,000 employee company can make that much of a difference, but the right person in a 7 employee company, look at that.
Makes a huge difference.
Or the wrong person too, right? We have to say that too, right?
Absolutely. And as I always talk about interviewing, it's a science and it's an art,
right,
of the individuals that you recruit into an organization. And for perspective purposes,
Karen, hold that thought.
I got to take
a quick break. You want to give us the website?
Canada.com?
C-A-N-I-D-A-E on the info, Canada.com. We come back. I want to talk about a little bit more on this, but also culture. She's also the head of culture.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.